each winter, hundreds of thousands of people see their GP and tens of thousands are hospitalised because of flu. Last winter, Public Health England received reports that 904 people were admitted to intensive care or high dependency units with laboratory confirmed flu. And of them, 11%, that's 98 people, died. Now, according to the Royal College of General Practitioners, doctors' surgeries in England are vaccinating around 100 fewer patients per practice than this time last year. With us is Dr. Viren Mehta, a local GP and NHS Stockport CCG's clinical director. Now, that's the national picture seems quite severe. What's the situation here in Stockport?
So, in Stockport, Stockport actually has traditionally had the highest rates of flu vaccination across the country. So we start from a very high position. But even here, where we've got lots of patients who year in, year out, have been having the flu vaccination when they've been invited by their GP, we're seeing for the first time this year that some of those people are choosing not to come in for the first time in several years. So we're a bit concerned as to why that's happening.
Have you any idea why it is happening at this stage?
I think it's a combination of factors. I think life just feels busier for everyone. So I think lots of people feel that perhaps it's just not a priority for them. Partly, I think that's because the flu vaccination program has been a victim of its own success. People have forgotten how severe an illness flu can be and that people can actually die from it because we see far less of it than we used to. So I think sometimes people feel, well, it's just a minor illness, do I really need a vaccination? I think partly another reason may be that last year there was quite a lot of media publicity about the fact that the flu vaccination wasn't as effective, and so therefore people might feel that you know, what's the point of getting it this year? But we really want to get the message out there that it's still a good vaccination to have. It really does protect people, stop them getting ill, and can save lives as well.
Is there a flu season as such? Because we're having a very wet November, obviously, but quite a mild one. Is that considered to be a good thing or a bad thing in terms of the spreading the bug?
So we do know that in years where we have a particularly bad winter, generally we see a lot more flu. Also, we know that if the weather's very cold, people's heatings aren't on as high, that even if you get flu, the chance of you getting a more severe complication is higher. So the milder weather does help in that sense. But already, you know, from November onwards, we do start to see flu circulating. And even in this relatively mild weather, we have started to see flu arriving in Europe and some parts of the UK.
Pure 107.8 FM.